Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 1st, 2021. As of yesterday, 69.1% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 66.7% have been fully vaccinated, and the seven-day incidence in the capital was 139.2. The number of new coronavirus infections has been rising again for several weeks, and the seven-day incidence is currently well above 100. Unlike last year, the number of severe courses of the disease is for now comparatively low, thanks to vaccinations. Since the first ones were administered more than 10 months ago, and because the protective effects are slowly wearing off, many people are recommended a booster. And RBB has prepared some frequently asked questions and answers. Starting with, when can you have a COVID-19 vaccination booster? A booster vaccination with an mRNA vaccine or the approved agents from BioNTech, Pfizer, and Moderna should be given no earlier than 6 months after the last vaccination. This is recommended by the Brandenburg Ministry of Health, among others, and it does not matter which vaccine was used for the first immunization. Those who are vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can receive an mRNA booster as early as 4 weeks later. According to the Standing Commission on Vaccination, or STIKO, those who experienced a vaccine breakthrough, meaning they were infected with COVID despite being vaccinated, currently do not need a booster. And who should take advantage of getting a booster shot? The STIKO has so far recommended booster vaccinations for everyone over the age of 70. Additionally, younger people should also start to consider it, especially if they live or work in nursing homes or homes for the elderly. So should staff in medical facilities with direct patient contact, and the STIKO also recommends boosters for people whose immune systems are deficient. The Federal Ministry of Health advises that anyone with a weakened immune system due to illness or treatment should do so, as should people for whom vaccinations have so far triggered only a small immune response, and they therefore do not have full protection. The Conference of Health Ministers of the federal states has decided to recommend booster vaccinations from the age of 60. Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn, who is still in office, told RBB on Friday morning that everyone else could also receive a booster if they wanted to, and that there is, quote, more than enough vaccine, unquote. He himself received a third shot on Thursday. Both the STIKO and the Conference of Health Ministers have only issued recommendations. Legally, everyone over the age of 12 in Germany may be vaccinated against COVID and thus also receive a booster vaccination if they wish. The COVID vaccination regulation drawn up by the German Federal Ministry of Health makes this very clear in stating that whoever is entitled to an initial vaccination is also entitled to a booster. So where can you get a booster? There are currently still two centers in Berlin, one at Tegel and another at the Messe. In addition, there are vaccination stations in the Linden Center in Lichtenberg and in Alexa at Alexanderplatz, as well as the Senate administration's vaccination bus with changing locations. At all of these places, you can currently get vaccinated against COVID-19 without an appointment. And who pays for the booster? The booster vaccination is free of charge, just as the case was for first and second vaccinations, and the costs are covered by the federal government. According to the Federal Ministry of Health, this also applies to possible, but very unlikely, side effects of vaccinations. For more information on booster vaccinations, please follow the link in our show notes. A department store at Alexanderplatz had to be evacuated after a fire broke out, and it's suspected to have been started deliberately. In the meantime, the police have arrested a suspect. The 26-year-old is accused of setting the fire on the fourth floor of the Galleria Kaufhof. At 2:37 p.m., the fire alarm system went off and the building was evacuated. The flames were quickly extinguished by employees and with the help of the sprinkler system, and three people, including the suspect, were driven to hospitals with smoke poisoning. The department store remained closed for the rest of the day, and whether it can reopen today is currently unclear. 1 year after the opening of the capital's airport, BER, the new boss, Aletta von Masenbach, has again pointed to its tight financial situation. In an interview with the Tagesspiegel, she said, quote, "We need money fast. We need cash," unquote. The liquidity of the Airport Company of Berlin, Brandenburg, and the federal government, or the FBB, will only last until the first quarter of 2022. Von Mosenbach is the former CFO and took over the CEO post at the beginning of October. Her main task will be to lead FBB out of the crisis. In 2020, the state-owned company made a loss of a good 1 billion euros, and FBB expects further high losses in the coming years and will need an additional 2.4 billion from its three owners by 2026. Bundesliga club Union Berlin will not be allowed to occupy two areas of the stadium with fans at the upcoming Conference League home match against Feyenoord Rotterdam on Thursday. European soccer's governing body UEFA is sanctioning the club for the anti-Semitic behavior of some fans during the match against Maccabi Haifa at the end of September. UEFA announced Friday that the partial closure of Berlin's Olympiastadion, where Union Berlin plays its European Cup home games this season, applies to blocks 13 and 14. Following an investigation by an ethics and disciplinary inspector, European Soccer's governing body also ordered the Köpenick club to display a banner in the closed blocks reading #NoToRacism, as well as the UEFA logo. However, a spectator exclusion is not associated with UEFA's decision. According to Union's press spokesman Christian Arbeit, only a few hundred tickets are affected, which can be relocated. Union Berlin, which had strongly condemned the anti-Semitic incidents on the day of the match against Maccabi Haifa, accepted UEFA's disciplinary measures. In addition, according to its own statement, the club initiated proceedings for the club exclusion of a person who was involved in the incidents. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.